Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. And today we'll be discussing healing the emotional-spiritual conflict. This is something that a lot of people right now are facing. The energies of the last couple of weeks, including some of the weeks coming up, are going to be intensifying this conflict. You may have noticed that your coworkers or your family members are increasingly emotional, having problems with dealing with emotional situations, having depression, anxiety, having just in general a rougher time as the energies intensify. September is a month where there will be several unique energetic patterns which shall really raise the consciousness. But if you're having conflict in these emotional, spiritual areas, you'll most likely be intensified with physical symptoms, emotional liability, and other symptoms that are very distracting. So please pay attention today. Welcome, Dr. Love. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Cole. God bless you.
So you want to tell the listening audience a little bit about how you got involved in the work that you're doing?
Well, it was destiny, I guess, because I lost everything pretty much through a divorce and everything. And the next thing I was doing, massage, and then someone brought the Bach remedies. I started giving them to people, and I noticed that people were getting better, and they were resolving their emotional issues. This is really cool. So I told everybody in Humboldt County, where I live, Northern California, if you know anybody got any disease or any emotional pain, whatever, send them to me. I do the Bach flowers, and I don't charge. I had people come in to me from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
One day. And I never charged. It led to the first healing school and massage school in Northern California. And I started teaching nationally and helped set up the national certification program with the company owned the Bach at the time. That was back early 80s. And then started, you know, I was teaching around L.A. and teaching professionals and lay people, teaching nationally. And then it led to my certification program about 95, which is what I'm, 1995, what I'm focusing on now, which is where we get certified homeopathic herbalist. And I work with a person, a certified nutrition consultant, homeopathic certification and treatment of animals, where I work with a person one-on-one, about an hour over a year period, to help them to really see the shadow side within themselves that's deeper than they've ever gone before. Because the secret is that anytime you have a physical symptom, my back hurts, my stomach got pain, you know, whatever, it's always body, so you need to take these supplements, mind, so you need to work on the emotional, spiritual content, and so body, mind, and spirit. So you need to develop a deeper relationship with your own soul, your own spiritual soul, so you can get the guidance and the messages and the instructions from your spiritual self.
Yeah, so, let me give an example of that. One of my techs was having low back pain, which is very distracting when you're in surgery, right? And so I said to her, this is due to financial problems that you're having. And she broke out crying. Yeah, she broke out crying because she basically had a boyfriend that put her in, you know, debt. And she was being harassed by credit companies. And, you know, she had no way to get out of it. And so she developed a low back pain.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for bringing that in. You know, I had a student, a similar thing, signed up for my course. And so I was asking, I said, what's going on with you? She says, I got back pain off the charts. I said, well, how long you had that back pain? She said, many years, 10 years, 15 years, okay, even longer. Mm-hmm. And she said, also got stomach pain. and really hurts. Mm-hmm. And I can't digest food, and I got the problems with the colon. So I put her on the rescue remedy, which is a remedy for trauma and you know, horrible things that have happened to you that you haven't processed and worked through. Mm-hmm. And she told me a couple weeks later, she said, you know, as long as I'm taking that back pain or that rescue remedy, I don't have any back pain.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told her, let's see, it was about a 3 weeks, a month in. I said, well, look, why don't you take some Sentry, which is for being a doormat, too much of a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used Star Bethlehem, which is a remedy for trauma. And best remedy for trauma in the entire world. We talked about that. But then she told me that what was really bugging her was she had this relative, who was a very close relative, and this girl would put her down not every time she talked to her. And so so I said, how could you talk to her? She said, well, every day.
No, quit talking to her. You know?
Well, yeah, but see, but this is getting to the secret thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
That you may look at a person and see, oh, she's talking to a relative who puts her down.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is there's patterns or blueprints,
mm-hmm,
or programs within the person which are causing them to do that. And if you give them simple advice, which is good advice, you know, hey,
mm-hmm,
they won't stop. They won't be able to stop it because the patterns are controlling everything.
Right.
If that makes sense. We'll talk more about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, when people are surrounded by other people who are putting them down, it's because they themselves put themselves down, and they have to learn self-love. And then once they learn self-love, then they won't attract these people to them. Yeah, exactly.
It's actually deeper because in her case, I believe, mm-hmm, she had a mother who put her down. It's a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you traumas of the mother or the father putting you down, and they're not resolved yet, then you're going to draw people who put you down in current time. You won't
right,
be,
yeah.
See, so it's a deeper pattern. So anyway, I put her on the Sentry for being assertive, and then I put her on aggravation. And boy, I'll tell you, she went over to her sister's house, and she says, my God, she set her sister down and said, look, you're putting me down. This isn't working. You need to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister didn't get it. So she says, well, she says, you know what, I'm going to leave. So she left. And then on the way home, she told me all her back pain, all her stomach pain,
mm-hmm,
it has never come back. So I said, well, look, I said, the reason is because you resolved the pattern of drawing someone to you who puts you down. She said, yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah. She had resolved it now on a lasting basis. So, see, if you the other secret about one of the therapies that people do for the emotional,
mm-hmm,
is talking. The problem is that that talking therapy does not get down to the basic patterns of the shadow side, the dark side,
mm-hmm,
the underbelly, what the ancient Chinese call the underworld ghost river.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go deeper than talking. Most all the therapies in the world that are out there, they'll go deep to some degree, but you got to be able to go deep. And the other problem is that the therapist can only talk about what she sees in you, and the therapist can only help you with the people that she's known before.
Right.
And you're talking to the therapist, and you're going, this is my problem. But the secret is, now to go deeper, this is the bottom line. The patterns which are causing your problem, causing your disease, may be deeper than the therapist has ever seen before. And mm-hmm, they will be deeper than you've ever been able to contact. So you need a system that is going to trigger and catalyze you to go deeper into the shadow side to,
mm-hmm,
see what it is that's causing your headaches or your stomach pain.
Right.
And that's what the good Lord has, because I've been doing this about 45 years,
Yeah.
And that's what the good Lord has shown me. Because anytime you have a physical symptom, you got the body, the mind, which is the emotional spiritual conflict,
and soul.
The problem is, in our culture, we have a contract not to talk about the emotional component. So how you doing?
I'm fine.
Even on the way to
gallows,
how you doing, Jim? Oh, we're cool. We're just doing good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing fine. No, they'll tell you what they really feel in their heart. In a sense, you could say, Americans, get out of your head and get into your heart and begin to feel. Begin to feel what you, because the feelings are the doorway to the shadow side. And the other thing about the shadow side is that disease, the secret of the disease, is as far as the emotional spiritual conflict and the soul, the spiritual self, is that God gives a person, in this old age we're coming out of, this age of darkness, which is, as you said, is going through a crescendo now in its last spurts. In the old age we're coming out of, the age of darkness, God has used disease and physical symptoms in order to, as a wake-up call, to tell a person there's some crap, some baggage that they need to work on. But again, we live in a culture where nobody has any baggage. Date him, go with him for a long time, and marry him, and then she'll tell her girlfriend, oh my God, does this guy have issues? This guy's got baggage. Well, yeah, he's pretending he doesn't have baggage. Everybody lies to their own self. So when you suffer, see, God puts you in a situation because he wants to teach you something. So Lee Iacocca, who turned around Ford Motor Company from bankruptcy, he said proudly in his book, and I'll never forget it, I always play the cards I'm dealt. So what happens is God puts you in the divorce. God puts you in a bad marriage. God puts you there with headaches, back pains, and disease. And anytime you have a disease, it's a wake-up call. There's something you need to resolve. You quit living with that man that you don't love. You need to quit lying to yourself about that sexual abuse from your childhood. Work that stuff through. And you need to be willing to work on yourself. That's what's missing in America. Nobody wants to do the work. So give me a quick fix. Will these remedies...
Yeah, a pill or a... Yeah, right. So tell us a little bit about the Bach flower remedies and how Bach found them and what some examples of what they help with.
Okay. The Bach flower remedies work on... They're about two levels, about two things. One is a superficial level. If you got some Bob Mignon, who's a psychiatrist in Punta Gorda, he told the class, he stood up and he told the class, he said, it was back in the 80s, and he said, the 90s, and he said, I use mustard to heal clinical depression. And it puts it out fast. That's what he said. With no cost. Go out and buy some mustard. Now, that's called that's what I call a shallow, superficial level. Because you're only taking, so you're not depressed anymore, but you still got a rotten marriage. You're still in a job you don't like. You still got a lot of emotional pain. So you haven't hit the core yet. The second way of using Bach remedies is the way that I teach, which is where you go to the core of cores in the shadow side, to the very deepest part of your shadow side. And you treat yourself for the deepest issues inside of you, which are causing the problems that you have in your life. And through those remedies, God will teach you how to resolve those issues. So Dr. Bach was a medical doctor who became the world's leading homeopathic, second Hahnemann. He was the founder of homeopathy. And he had the gift. He went out in the fields of England, and he could hold the flowers in his hand and see if they had healing power. And he could feel it. He's a very spiritual guy. And God was talking to him, leading him to these things. So he took back first remedy was mirrors grows by the little streams in England. And the person what the book said, that Nora Weeks wrote, his nurse, his autobiography, his biography, is that if any patient had fear, and they were just eat up by fear, worldly fear, everyday fear, then they would take the mimulus, and then their disease would go away. The second remedy he discovered was impatience. In England, they call it impatience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't call it impatience. So you say impatience, I say impatience.
Mm-hmm.
The person, they were real impatient, and they took impatience. Their impatience healed, the disease would go away. Those are the first two he discovered. These mm-hmm. remedies, according to Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, trigger and catalyze you to go ahead and work through the issues, baggage, and garbage
mm-hmm.
crap that you carry in your heart. That is, are the issues are either causing you pain or causing you body pain or causing you to have this physical disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like there's a cap on the physical disease. It's like a governor. And working in that job down at the factory and you hate it, you're going to have those migraines. The migraines are going to quit. So, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Bach developed 38 remedies over time. And they were spread around the world from 1936 when he passed away. I got involved with this in the 70s, and there had never been any advertising at all. It spread all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the Bach remedies, you need to have somebody show you how to do it, because otherwise you're going to be stuck on a superficial level. And the
mm-hmm.
reason is, it's not Bach remedies. The reason is, emotional component, sort of like on the level of understanding how to fly airplane. Say your great uncle dies, and he leaves you his two-engine Cessna. So we go, yeah, that's cool. Let's go see Cessna. Look, I want to give you this book, How to Fly. So once you read that, and then you go fly around, it don't work that way. You've got to spend
right.
months and months.
You have to have lessons.
Taking the lessons, right?
Right.
And the guy sits beside you, and he guides you, and he shows
mm-hmm.
you. That's the only way to do the emotional component. Without that, if you're
mm-hmm.
going to do the deep work, if you're going to do shallow work, yeah, and run into it, but if you're going to do the deep work that actually has the capacity to heal you of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at holistic medicine these days, everybody's doing body. Because we live in a materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her body. Works good. And, of course, unfortunately, all these women getting the breast implants, which is what you take care of, the ones that are going
mm-hmm.
bad, everybody's trying to improve. Say, well, if I just get bigger breasts, then I'll have the self-esteem and people are going to like me.
Right.
And people say, well, if I just get money or if I just get a car or you know, whatever, just get a house.
Mm-hmm.
But when in reality, you got the two selves. You got the external, and you got the internal. And all this
mm-hmm.
action of the emotional, spiritual concept
mm-hmm.
goes on the stage of the inner self.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name? His teacher of the year in New York. I don't remember his name in a minute. He said Americans don't have an inner self. And Timpone told me, I was on his radio, says, no, Patrick
mm-hmm.
Timpone, he said, they do have an inner self. Americans do. I said, well, they do, but they never go there.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is people don't go into inner self and deal with the mess and the pain
mm-hmm.
and the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the stuff in the inner self. And so God sends us suffering as a wake-up call to go and deal with it. I had
right.
another example. I had a young woman who started studying with me in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that her hair was falling out.
Mm-hmm.
She told me about her very close veins. Well, I did have her on Star of Bethlehem, which is a remedy for the trauma, and also Rescue Remedy, which also has a Star of Bethlehem in it. So mm-hmm. she was on it for a couple of months, 2.5 months. One day she called me, and we were discussing the hair falling out. We had a long talk about it, and I told her that the women come from the Philippines who marry an American. Most of the time, their hair will begin to fall out within about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the reason is because they're coming to a new culture. They got the marriage, a new language, and all that sort of stuff. It's a mm-hmm. lot of trauma for them. So the hair starts falling out when you have trauma. Now, she was really big into holistic, you know, and she said, oh, if I had to do with this and a lack of this supplement and vitamins and whatnot. And I said, yeah, but on a spiritual level.
It's really stress. I mean, it really is. I mean, the thyroid and the adrenals are linked, and when you have great amount of stress, your thyroid goes down at the hypothalamic level, and your hair falls out. We deal with it all the time with breast implant toxicity. That's due to toxicity, but stress will do the same thing.
The stress, So, which is what happens in the emotional component. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a key word everybody uses, just stress. You know, well, stress means you got mm-hmm. crap in yourself, you got junk. You need stuff, you need to resolve. You got the courage to admit that you do have an inner self, and that you do
mm-hmm.
things, and that you're not just some kind of cut down lean character, you know. Well, anyway, so with about 2 weeks later, she called me, and she was like crying, and she says, "I don't believe what happened." And I said, "What?" She said, "My hair is growing perfect now." She said, "My girls run their hands through my hair. They can't believe how rich and black and thick it
mm-hmm.
is. Don't even have the oils and everything. Not falling out anymore." And I said, "Well, that's because of the trauma that you had." And I said, "Let's figure it out. What? So how long has your hair been falling out?" She said there was about 10 years or something like that. I said, "What happened to you 10 years ago?" She says, "Oh, my God, I had my babies." She had two babies. They were both cesarean. And when she got home, nobody helped take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
She was on her own. It was so emotionally painful and so physically
mm-hmm.
painful. She said it was the biggest trauma of her life to have the cesarean.
Mm-hmm.
She said after that, her hair started falling out. So
mm-hmm.
we use Star Bethlehem, which helps a person to process trauma.
Right.
As a test, better than anything else on earth. Then I had to address her, man, this girl's got resentment. I could feel it. And
mm-hmm.
I had told her, I said, the pain denies about resentment. They are processing above the physical plane on the astral level, and that
mm-hmm.
people, lymph and arteries on the etheric level, on the energy level, to processing the issues, your issues of resentment. But she called me to my college. My very close friends have gone away. And resentment went away. People started treating her better, and she was nicer and sweeter, and then faint. Isn't that a cool story?
Mm-hmm. It is. So the Rescue Remedy is a combination of Bach flowers that deal with trauma. It can be used for physical trauma, emotional trauma, and it's really good for acute trauma, but can also be used like in surgery or any other thing that's traumatic. You ought to carry a bottle in your purse.
Yes, and you can use it for traumas. I have people just sip on it all day. I
mm-hmm.
had this girl in New York, and best friend, she's been friends with since her boy had been. The boy was 21. The boy went over to girlfriend's house who had dumped him, rejected him, sat
mm-hmm.
in the truck in the front of the house, put a gun in his mouth, shot him.
Wow.
She had not been able to mention the name of her son or talk
uh-huh.
about him or nothing. 36 years.
Yeah.
So my student here in New York, she says, maybe we should give her some rescue. I said, yeah, let's do that. So we
mm-hmm.
put her on the Rescue Remedy, and we gave her some constitutional remedies with the Star
mm-hmm.
in it. So she's really taken a lot of Star.
Mm-hmm.
more than 6, I think Tom 6. She told me this story. She said that her girlfriend told her that her and her other son, cousin wouldn't do it, wouldn't even touch it, got out her dark box, she called it, which had in it all of the paperwork on her deceased son.
Mm-hmm.
A death certificate, his suicide note, his birth certificate, his report cards, the autopsy,
mm-hmm.
all the different stuff. And her and her son read through it. And then when they were done reading the document, she put it in the shredder.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was totally done and all the documents were shredded,
mm-hmm.
she took the dark box, tossed it in the dumpster, and then they
mm-hmm.
walked away.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the whole thing is totally resolved. She said, I feel so like it never happened. I feel so high. I feel like I'm on marijuana all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually take and resolve old traumas, like my gal who had the 10 years ago had the cesareans, and caused a great trauma
mm-hmm.
6 years ago, or the rapes that she had, got her dead at sexual abuse and child. The first times out here, they're never the same. After the divorce happened when they were 7, or losing a parent at the age of 3, you can go
uh-huh.
and resolve all of those things.
Yeah.
Including war trauma. War trauma
right.
that happened a year or two ago. It'll just leave and it'll totally gone. Post-traumatic stress, they call that. But the truth is, it's just trauma. And I have a student who says, nobody understands trauma, and no one knows how to heal it. And that you do by putting a rescue remedy in some water and sipping on it all day long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let the healing happen over time. God will show you through that remedy how you can resolve trauma in your own way. It's real
mm-hmm.
advanced. It's like we're dealing with something from 2050 or 2100. It's very advanced. It's so advanced, it just blows right over everybody's head. But
mm-hmm.
it's really simple.
Yep, that's a good idea.
So, what
are some of the other, you mentioned Star Bethlehem, if they what is it that they feel like they're doormats?
If a person, you know, the doormat, it is century. And
oh,
so
century,
anyway,
okay.
Let me just say one more thing about
Oh, Star of Bethlehem's trauma then, right?
Yes, it's trauma. I give everybody rescue. I start everybody on rescue. I won't even give people
mm-hmm.
remedies. I start everybody on rescue. I say, you take this rescue, take it all day long, and we'll do that for about 3 weeks before we
mm-hmm.
ever start you on even a simple remedy. Because
right.
the cause of the problems of the human race is
mm-hmm.
the traumas and the sadness and the hurts
right.
we've had ever since we've been children. We're just eating football
mm-hmm.
with
them. Right.
So everybody gets rescue remedy, and all of you that are listening, go out, buy some rescue, put it in some water, and sip on it all day. Watch what happens. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's going to comfort a part of you that nothing's ever touched before. It's a blessing. So the sin is the boundaries and saying no, being assertive. It's part of a group of remedies called the shielding remedies, which is part of an issue called the boundaries and borders, or called, I call it parasitic infestation. That's where people are taking your power. That's where you draw blood-sucking vampires on a larger
mm-hmm.
or lesser degree. And a lot of times you don't even know it. Like I was telling you about that had the relative that was sucking their energy, taking their power. She didn't even know it in the beginning. So what the shielding remedies do, open up your ability to see, because the emotional component, 95% invisible. We're 95% blind to the emotional component. We can't really see what's going on. So so I'm not going to say, hey, your relative is taking your power. You know, I'm not going to say that. She wouldn't even understand it. I give her the remedy, And through the remedy, the good Lord begins to teach her and open her eyes where she then can see it. So within about a month's time, she took centuries. Mm-hmm. It's not been taken anymore. The Jackie Chan movie I loved is called No More Mr. Nice Guy. Everybody was slapping around and beating him up. And he says, no more, no more. And then he's going around with martial arts and shooting everybody out. That's what the century does. It's the most amazing remedy to me. And then you've got walnut. So it's a strange story. I had a woman who said, I straightened out my husband, and I straightened out my boss, and I straightened out my daughter. And she'd been on center about 3-4 months, and like that. And I had her get up in front of the class and tell people how you did this. So she, well, I decided this, and I changed that, and I decided I would do this and that and whatnot. And when she was done after 15 minutes, I told the class, well, notice she never mentioned the remedies once. Because the healing of the emotional component is about absorbing a natural flow, a natural way, so a roadmap. Good. The thing about the remedies, you get the right core remedies, then God will show you the roadmap and trigger it to go ahead and go on the roadmap and get doctor. So that is sort of for protection. I had a woman who's an acupuncturist, and she had a clinic. This guy was in her clinic. He'd come in and be yelling and throwing things around. Her husband terrorizing her. This people, and she was just trying to bring my court. Well, what do I do? This is just terrible. Well, I put her on the walnut. She didn't fit the century. She fit at the walnut, which is you got a big, powerful person dominating you. And within about a month and a half, it just stops. Because people is where you go and confront the person, whatever. Once you get the healing, it'll just stop. Because the secret is there's something inside of you. This is a secret. But got something on the external you don't like. Say you got a bad boyfriend, you got a bad job, or something inside of you is drawing that to you. So it was mother, her father was beating her up when she was young. So it was these old patterns which we triggered her to solve. Through taking the walnut very, very deep. Something, it just vaporized. It just went away. And all my students tell me that. You know, this woman, she every day, she comes the building, the acupuncturist, comes beating her up, say some nasty things to her, even when she got someone on the table. And so, I did a little SAF, which is another technique that I use. And she said, most amazing things happen. This the acupuncturist who owns the building, she never does that anymore. She's coming in. She is kissing her, trying to be my friend, asking me to go out to dinner. And the acupuncturist never beat her up again, ever. She says, amazing, I never confronted her, never talked to her, whatever. But see what happened, and this is the secret, healed what's going on inside of her. It was drama. Walnut is for doing that, for the shielding. And then you have another very sweet shielding remedy called the agrimony. Agrimony person, their feelings of agrimony has this big contract. They don't like to deal with any deep emotions, so they bury everything. They take all their emotional pain and brush it under the carpet. And what happens is you get enough pain and you bury it, you're going to have pain in your body.
So well, you're going to get, and I'll tell you what else happens. You get cancer.
Yeah.
cancer, that's a pattern that leads to cancer.
So you have a person who has a cancer or the disease to become fluent with their emotional components. It's like if you went to Mexico, you take some Spanish classes. If you're in the human body, you want to take some emotion classes so that you can deal with your emotions, because your emotions are the voice of your soul telling you that there's some issues you need to work on. Do you need to work on these issues from your childhood that are causing you to draw the wrong man? So I always tell the girls, don't get a divorce. Work on the issues inside yourself, and then the man will change. And it always works out that way. The man will change. Even the worst men, if they love her, they'll change. The woman is no longer the same person. You have a target on you. And you draw these people who beat you up and put you down and torment and torture you because of these patterns you have inside of yourself. The external eyes say, oh, it's him. Oh, Jesus is doing this to me. But you need to look deeper into the internal self where you can see there's something inside of you. There's some unsolved patterns and issues. That's what I teach, is to see that and how to understand that and how to heal that. So everyone generally, the people will come out of pain. By the end of the month, they'll have less pain. I've owned three schools of massage and taught massage for 45 years, along with Bach remedy and hands-on work. And I can tell you, every student I have, with the exception of one student, completely free of pain. I never touched them, and most of them get treatments. The reason they're free of body pain is because we went to the core issues, how they're drawing that to them. See, the pain is a wake-up call that someone is hurting you. And you need to figure out who's hurting you. You need to feel your pain and figure out who it is that's hurting you, which is generally invisible. See, we need to get off this thing that we're tough and we're macho and we're strong. Become vulnerable and open our heart. Open our heart to ourselves. Our feelings, our little girl, our little boy, our inner child, part of us that feels, the part of us that has pain. So agrimony is your heart to your own pain. And the thing we use it for, one of the easiest ways to get out of pain is to take some drugs. So agrimony is not drugs. So pot smokers will quit, and the alcohol drinkers will quit. And people on the medical drugs, I said, well, just go to your medical doctor when you feel this ready and ask him to take you off the drugs. One woman went and said to her psychiatrist, I went off this Cymbalta. And the psychiatrist turned and said, well, why? She said, I'm not depressed anymore. And she helped her get off of it. So if you don't have diabetes, if you don't have high blood pressure, whatever, you can sleep. You know, why take the sleep meds? Why take the diabetes meds? You have your doctor get your act out. And agrimony is the remedy to get the whole process moving. Then you have mimulus, which is also a shielding remedy. Mimulus is the remedy for fear. I have about money. All you guys listening, I just don't worry about money. I want to get on that. Until the worry about money is resolved. I had tell me, oh, my, so worried about money and my daughter and her tuition and the house. Up at night, and all. So I said, well, let's do the mimulus. I never hear any of that from her. She says, pretty much completely gone. It's been a month and a half, something like that, 2 months. So sometimes it takes more, sometimes it takes less. We live in a time of great fear. My God, if you turn the radio on and say, oh my God, you know, they moved 45,000 troops up to the border of Russia, and the Russians are moving thousands of special forces and troops down. Oh my God, and everybody's talking fear and the nuclear weapons and the world government and Obama and everything. You want to stop all that? Don't have any fear. Jesus said that. He began his little speech and he said, fear not. So how in this world are you going to
God will show you, teach you how to heal your fear, worldly fear, everyday fear, fear of disease, fear of growing old, fear of getting old, you're never going to find a man, fear that about worry about money, fear about anything in the world. It's a shielding remedy. Not the fear, you're going to draw the parasitic people.
Right.
Population and race here. And so that's an amulet.
Mm-hmm.
If you have panic attacks or fear from an unknown cause, I have to ask, but it's not a shielding remedy, but it's really fast acting and getting rid of those panic attacks. Then you have.
Yeah, a lot of people have fear right now, so that would be a good one to counteract that.
Yes. Yes, because it's a very scary time to be alive. And the powers that be, we won't mention any name, are people. Even just take medicine, for example. You know, have you got your flu shot? There's flu's now. Oh my God, the Zika virus, and we got the swine flu. Can't everybody you know got somebody? Everybody's scared to death about disease. You don't, it's a general rule. This is coming from a healer boy who's been doing this for 45 years. You want to have no fear in the human body. Because if you start having fear, you're going to draw parasitic vampire blood suckers and a weak immune system disease. And it's easy. Just get yourself some minerals or study with me. I'll teach you how to use this stuff.
Can you give your contact information?
Yeah, yeah. My website is curelove.com, and my number is 406-8507-74. My email is medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And that's 406-585-077. And if you want to learn how to heal yourself, deal with people around you, deal with the issues on your inner self, and heal all the stuff that's been bugging you, be honored to have you come and study with me. You can study with me over a year, spend an hour to an hour and a half together in like this, except we're talking about your stuff. A week, 3 years, putting together where there's people, you could join that. You call me, we'll talk about your remedies. I'm here, and the only way I can get on, I believe it's real important to be available for people. I don't think you can heal emotional component unless you have someone who actually sits beside you. So let me give a certified home. And I have some people studying with me for 2 and 3 years because we just keep going deeper and deeper. And I think that you'll find this work the deepest, most effective shadow work. Working on the inner child that you've ever experienced. But you have to be willing to work on yourself and face yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of what my program is.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners at this time?
I made some. I usually don't like to go by notes, but a couple things. When you look at the mind, most people are dealing with the laws of attraction, and they're also dealing with the issues of the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And surely Dr. Murphy said that there was a detective who came to his classes, said that this woman was raped, and when they opened up her apartment and went in, they found clippings of rape going back 20 years.
Wow.
So the spiritual...
Talk about the law of attraction, huh?
Yes, you become what you think about. But my work is much deeper, and I believe in that. You need to master that level. But my mm-hmm. work is much deeper because we're dealing with the patterns and the blueprints and the issues which are etched in to your deepest recording mechanism from the traumas and the upsetting things that you have had throughout your life,
right.
and throughout your childhood, and also things which are called ancestral. Because when mm-hmm. you get born, you inherit the traumas and the patterns from your parents. You have to work those out too. And those mm-hmm. are called generational or ancestral. And the Bible says the iniquities, the children are visited with the iniquities of the parents for the third and fourth generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as deep as you can go. And that's the deep issues which are causing the disease, the pain, and the suffering.
Right.
And that's the level that I work on. So I wanted to say that. And let's see here. That this is, my work is actually much, much, much deeper than what you find with the Bach flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Much, much deeper than anything you've ever experienced before. But you need to have the courage to want to face yourself, learn to work on yourself, and have the courage to work on yourself
mm-hmm.
and process. I had a student the other day who says, well, I'm not going to listen to her when she tells him about her problems. And I said, really? She said, yeah, I don't want to listen to somebody talking to me who doesn't want to work on themselves. So mm-hmm. if you have the courage to work on yourself, then give me a call. My mission is to teach this into the general public and bring this knowledge into the general public. So you can help me by learning it, and you can spread it yourself too. My number again, 406-585-0774. We'll sit down with a cup of tea and see if it's right for you. See if this is something that would be beneficial for you. Or I can answer any of your questions too about whatever.
Well, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. I personally can recommend Dr. Love's treatment program. He's been working with me, and the issues that come up with the practice, and it's been very helpful for me. So I'd like to invite anybody that has issues that they feel are the deeper emotional, ancestral, and spiritual-based things that they need some help with, to give Dr. Love a call.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us, Eric. We've had a great conversation.
Likewise. Hey, you want to talk? I'll call you up a little bit.
All righty.
Okay.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.